Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. And it is a morning of celebration because so many good things are happening at Navy Pier. Payal Patel, our friend from Navy Pier, is here to tell us about it. Hey, Payal.
Hey there. How are you?
I am good. Fireworks are going off in my head. But that's not as exciting.
Great to hear.
No, that's not as exciting as the real thing that happens at Navy Pier. When does that happen and when does that go through?
So the fireworks actually have been extended into September for the first time. Usually we're done at Labor Day and then we don't start fireworks back up again until the following summer. But this year we've continued every Saturday in September so far. And the last show will be on September 25th. So come on by and catch the night sky in Chicago light up for one last time at 9:45 p.m. on Saturday, 25th.
That is great, but there's more, as they say.
There is more, yes.
Tell me more.
That weekend happens to be Chicago Live again. We're, for the first time ever, uniting Chicago's more than 40 cultural icons in one place. I'm talking the Joffrey Ballet, Broadway in Chicago, Chicago Symphony Orchestra, Second City, and so much more. They're all going to come together in one place for a celebration that's going to be a festive commemoration of the arts and entertainment industry making a triumphant comeback to live stages across the entire city since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. So that celebration is happening Friday, September 24th, and Saturday, September 25th.
What time does it begin?
So on that Friday, it begins at 5 p.m. and goes until close, and then come back on the Saturday, and it's sort of all day. So from noon to 9:45 p.m., those fireworks will cap off that day. And we'll have celebrations going on with performances at two stages. One's going to be in Polk Brothers Park, the Lake Stage, and then on the far east end, we're building a stage for people to enjoy some performances on that side, along with some spectacular views.
Have you ever done TV or radio commercials?
I have not.
You could. I like the way you do that. It's Broadway in Chicago, the Children's Choir, Chicago Shakespeare Theater, Puerto Rican Arts Alliance, Chicago Symphony Orchestra. You do that like a pro.
Oh, thanks. Well, hey, maybe my next career move, huh?
Well, I hope not. I mean, we need you where you are, actually. And it's, I mean, you're part of what makes Navy Pier so exciting. And you can be, I read here, a part of a live TV broadcast.
Yeah, so ABC7 is going to be airing a 30-minute television special, and that's going to feature all the performances from Chicago Live again. So that'll be aired, and there will feature some of the participating artists and the industry tradespeople who are so important in bringing all of these performances back to life. We're looking forward to the fact that with the return of these performances and the return of Broadway theater and all that jazz, that a lot of people get back to work. And that's really exciting.
Now, also exciting is all the restaurants, I think literally all the restaurants are now open at Navy Pier. Is the hotel,
they sure are.
Is the hotel that's there open?
Yes, the hotel is open. It's been open since March, and it's really going well. I mean, everyone's enjoyed those views from that hotel. It's called Sable at Navy Pier. There are about 220 rooms with floor-to-ceiling windows, so you can catch the fireworks show from there and enjoy the beautiful views of our city and skyline, the lake. So definitely come by and extend your stay at that hotel. And there's also Lyrica, which is the restaurant within the hotel. It's a Latin-inspired restaurant. And Offshore, of course, has become a favorite in Chicago, the largest rooftop in North America. So definitely so much more to check out beyond the performances we'll have.
How busy is that rooftop? Are you able to go there and feel comfortable because there aren't 5 million people up there at the same time? Go ahead.
Yes. There's definitely plenty of space up there. I mean, the layout, it has all the tables spread out pretty well. And so it's an enjoyable experience for sure.
Navy Pier is literally a mile long. And, you know, walking a mile is not that much of a big deal. But I do believe, Payal, that people deserve a beer if they walk toward the end to the end of the pier as a reward. And you have that availability.
We sure do. And you know what? You can take your beer or a beverage, cocktail, whatever you'd like to go. That's what's so great about Navy Pier. I think a lot of people don't know that. It's open container, so you can grab your drink at Harry Carey's out front or, you know, somewhere, whether it's Giordano's, Margaritaville. You could grab it and take it for a walk along with you across the entire pier. So Definitely take advantage of that. And then, of course, you can enjoy it at the festival, Chicago Live Again.
I like the way you put it. Take your beer for a walk. Or you could take your dog for a walk, because Navy Pier, at least if you're outside, is very dog friendly as well. Payel, it is always good to talk to you. What's the website people can go to learn more?
People can go to navypier.org. We'll have the full schedule there, along with all of our fall programs that are coming up. So much going on, so definitely go check it out there.
So much going on. Thank you very much, Payel.
Thank you.